The ABCs of being a positive warrior. Today, the letter A. This is Brad Dalton with the Best Self Podcast. I'm not sure if it's for you, but many others in your situation are having huge success being above, not beneath, being the head, not the tail. And one day when people speak about you, will they describe you as a positive warrior? Today, we begin a mini seminar going through the alphabet, talking about positive warrior mental performance concepts. Who doesn't need that in family, in the workplace, in athletics, on your team, in the locker room, in meetings, in life? And today we begin with the letter A. We start with anxiety. It's a hot one right now. There's a lot of it. Anxiety stems from obsessing over a future that you may or not be able to control. Piggybacking with anxiety, a lot of times in conversations we talk about depression. Depression comes from obsessing over a past you can no longer control. What I love to convert all of this to, if and when possible, is optimism. Optimism stems from obsessing over where your feet are at. We begin to relieve anxiety by taking action, by preparation, by intentional breathing. We convert our energy from attention to intention. Life gets so good when we realize that the true wealth in our lives is the unfolding story of who we become. What we get is part of it. What we get is in this journey is part of it. But the true wealth lies in the unfolding story of who you become. I want you to go out and be radically authentic today. Be radically authentic to the best version of who you are. You weren't meant to star in someone else's movie. You be you. You are pretty freaking fantastic. There was a study out of Stanford years ago that showed that only 7% of what people are picking up on the first time you meet them, the first time you're in a conversation, in your interview, the first time you walk into that whatever, that date, you name it, only 7% of what people are picking up on is the content coming out of your mouth. I often talk to people who are afraid to speak in public, to speak in front of people that don't believe they're a leader. And I explain to them that, one, you are more than enough. But two, people are always so afraid of looking stupid, looking dumb, looking foolish. What you need to realize is that 93% of what people are actually picking up on is your body language. It's how you do what you do. It's how you teach what you teach. It's how you lead what you lead. It's eye contact. It's, do you sound interested in your own material? Because if you sound disinterested, why should they be interested? If you're timid, you don't sound very confident. If you're barking at them, who wants to work with somebody like that? Attitude. Attitude is a decision. You know what's also a decision? No decision. To have no decision is also a decision. The biggest trip up in life is the startup. The first step is the first step. Bet on you today. You will not act how you feel today. You're going to understand that feel isn't always real. Today, you're going to use the ABCs of confidence, explained by Tom Hansen. Act big. Breathe big. Commit big. Today, go out and be the best version of you. Go out and be a better version of you. Incredible is waiting for you. Make it a great day. Thanks for checking out the Best Self Podcast with Brad Dalton. If you liked the show, be sure to leave us a rating, review, and a comment. We'll see you tomorrow.